Welcome to the audio selections from the October 2007 issue of the Phi Delta Kappan, the second issue of Volume 89. I'm Bob Cole, former editor of the Kappan. We provide these recorded articles to PDK members and Kappan subscribers. Download them in audio format for later listening while commuting, while exercising, or whenever it's impossible or inconvenient to read the printed magazine. We begin this month's audio Kappan offering with an excerpt from Gerald Bracey's 17th Bracey Report on the Condition of Education. The full Bracey Report can be found in the print edition of the October Kappan and online in the e-Kappan. This year, in addition to looking at the past year in education, Mr. Bracey acknowledges the 50th anniversary of the launch of Sputnik 1 in The First Time Everything Changed. The story of Sputnik and its aftermath, older than many who now staff our nation's schools, is fading from our national memory. It should not. Next, we offer an article that looks at international comparisons of student achievement and arrives at a conclusion that will surely strike many Americans as counterintuitive. In Learning from the World, Achieving More by Doing Less, Lawrence Baines of the University of Toledo looks at a variety of educational indicators in nations that routinely do well in the student achievement race. He fails to find what you might expect. Finally, in Bridges, Tunnels, and School Reform, It's the System, Stupid, Thomas Kelly of Dowling College suggests that school leaders could learn something about reform from the experience of those who manage the George Washington Bridge. The print version of the October 2007 Kappan leads off with an intriguing article by Alfie Cohn titled, Who's Cheating Whom?, in which Mr. Cohn asks us to consider the circumstances that lead students to cheat on their schoolwork. Mr. Cohn's response to questions submitted by interested readers on or before October 8th will be available as a podcast on the PDK website by mid-month. The October Kappan also includes an extended examination of equality in schools in Finland by Norton Grubb of the University of California, Berkeley, and a pair of articles on formative assessment, one by Margaret Heritage of the National Center for Research on Evaluation, Standards, and Student Testing, and the other by James Popham, founder of IOX Associates and an emeritus professor at UCLA.